there's a language issue, there's a relationship issue. And I suppose one of the areas where Brazil and Brazilian management is quite strong is on relationships. You know, they're clearly flexible, adaptable, agile, perhaps more so than the business culture in a place like India. But Portuguese is the national language. So how have you found that the fit between the cultural, the adaptability of the culture, but having a different language in use?
You know, I'll tell you that I think the biggest surprise that I have seen, first off, I do think when I look at India-based and I look here, now again, first trip, off-the-cuff kind of view, there is a real passion in Brazil about doing good things and being a relationship partner and really being a part of what is actually generating value. It's beyond a transaction kind of an approach, and that's somewhat different than what I've seen. Now, we've got great providers in India that we have also established good relationships with, but it took us some period of time to do that. But I will tell you that I think that one of the significant limiting factors for Brazil is the language barrier. You know, nearshore is fine, but nearshore only works if you've got people that can communicate effectively, and it can't be, you can't have a situation where it's only one of a group of 20 that you can really talk to, you know. So I think, and I know they're concentrating on that, the government was concentrating on that, but I think that really needs to be worked on, because coming here after going to India and seeing how, you can see why that's true, but it's just a very different experience. You know, it's, here you can be in situations where nobody speaks much English. So you know, and then could you imagine 3 o'clock in the morning, someone getting a call, and then you're trying to work through whatever that is with someone that you can barely understand, you know, and that kind of thing. So I think they're really going to have to work on that. I think they can, but I think to me that's something that should get a lot of attention.
Yeah. Do you think that that's a very different story, though, between BPO and ITO, because clearly Brazil's focused much more on the IT sector rather than BPO, and do you think that a lot of that is driven by the language issues?
Well, I think primarily what has driven what has not driven Brazil as much as it should is it's been inwardly focused. You know, it's really, you know, Brazil's got a huge market all to itself, and it's almost like offshore is a side shoot for them. You know, hey, we do this pretty well, we got a lot of opportunity here, but there may be some out here, you know, kind of like, well, that's the next step. So I think there's just not been a great concentration on the English aspect of it, which is why I think they can come up the curve, but they really need to concentrate on that. BPO versus ITO, if you think about it, probably heavier need, quite frankly, on the ITO side than there is on the BPO side. Because if you think about the BPO, it's about taking an entire function, moving it someplace else, and then having basically a conduit, which is maybe a one-to-one. If you think of the IT space, there's generally a lot of back and forth that's occurring, you know, as you're going through the what I call making the sausage aspect of what you do. So there's a lot more of that, which means you need to be probably pretty good at that.
So it's almost like it's more creative.
Right.
It requires more back and forth rather than something that's a process is specified
exactly
and handed off.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.